We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
What is up, RotoViz family? Welcome back to the On the Daily DFS podcast. You can find us on Twitter at On the Daily DFS. You can find me at SalitoFF and my co-host at TJ Calkins as well. We are here for our last show of the football season, and we are going to attack the showdown slate. I mean, we have only one game here. It's the Super Bowl, man. This is the Super Bowl extravaganza show right here. So we're going to go through showdown, and then we're going to get into some prop bets and finish up with our picks to win the game. TJ, we have old man Brady coming in, not looking that old, looking young and spry, coming in at a -3 underdog in the Super Bowl against the defending champion Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes. 56-point total in this game. Just off the top, before we break down the game, are you expecting it to hit that total? Are we looking for a high-scoring game? I think yes, but what are your feelings on this game?
I just don't see avenues where it's not. You know, Tampa is so susceptible to the pass and so good against the run, and the Chiefs are like the only team that they can just completely abandon the run and it doesn't matter. So for Tampa, it's just going to be trying to keep pace. I think it's going over, and I don't think the line's wide enough. Just to kick off what the thoughts are going to be as far as an over deal for the way the game plays and game script.
And I agree, before we came on the air, we were talking, and I was telling you, I think they're going to throw, Kansas City's just going to throw the ball all game as well. I've put together four showdown lineups quickly tonight before the show. 1, 2, 3, 4. It looks like I did 5 of them. And there's no Kansas City running back in any one of those lineups. I did not do that. So, you know, let's jump right into the game. And listen, we know that you want to find somebody in your captain spot that's going to produce, because you're going to get 1.5 total in that. But I thought there was, we could go with Tom Brady, right? We could go with Patrick Mahomes. I have a lineup with each one of those guys in it. But I also want to try to figure out a way, how can I get all the big players that I feel have done it all year? And that would be Mahomes, Kelce, Hill, and Tom Brady, right? Those would be the main guys in this game you want to get in there. And way down at a very reasonable price is Ronald Jones. You could put Ronald Jones. Now, I understand Fournette has been the guy lately, but this is the Super Bowl. And Ronald Jones was the man for most of the year. So if you take a shot at Ronald Jones for $3,300 in your captain spot, that leaves you room for Brady, Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, and then for a measly $3,000, I could throw in Rob Gronkowski. Rob Gronkowski, we've been all over Cameron Brait for a while, and I know it, Gronk looks like a guy who can't lift his arms at times, but this is the reason they brought Gronk in, right? I mean, I know he's blocking, and he's done a great job blocking, but this is the Super Bowl, and this is why they brought him in my opinion. So let's touch on Gronk. Do you see him being used more in this game than he has recently? Brait is questionable, but then he's going to play. Let's just address that off the top. There's really no key players in this game that are in a danger to not play, knock on wood, unless some kind of a COVID situation, you know, some barber shows up at the hotel room to try and screw people over. So let's start with Gronk. Do you see a bigger role in this big game? Because, hey, he could go rest for the next 5 months after this.
I just don't think he's all that capable anymore. Even if they wanted to use him and somehow got some volume, I'm not sure that transaction. But here, if there is something wrong with Brait and they don't use him, honestly, Tanner Hudson at 200 just occurred to me is a very capable player, and he's a guy that actually could be a non-zero for 200, and that could be a huge difference maker on this slate.
Yeah, and he's essentially free, as you're saying, at $200. That gives you room to upgrade even from Ronald Jones, who I threw in to make that lineup work. But while I'm on Ronald Jones, he's a guy who, as we touched on, was the main running back there all year. It seemed like Fournette could never really get any kind of a foothold on that offense, but Jones got injured. Looks like maybe when he came back, he might have been in the doghouse a little bit early in the playoffs, and it's been Leonard Fournette pretty steady, but again, is this the Super Bowl? This is one game to win it all, and they're going to probably want to control this game a little bit and keep Patrick Mahomes and that explosive offense off the field as much as possible. So Ronald Jones, Leonard Fournette, who are you putting in?
Well, I'll tell you what. Obviously, Fournette's been the more productive. He, despite Brady being visibly disgusted with him at times throughout the postseason, the guy is obviously Fournette, particularly if we're looking at a trailing game script. Now, for Ronald Jones, he's certainly a non-zero, and he is the cheapest player on the slate where you can say with a level of certainty that, okay, this player is not a zero. If I have him in my lineups, it's not going to be the same as a $200 punt just to make other things fit. So if you somehow get a game script where Tampa is leading this game, I think it makes some of the or all of the Tampa pass catchers a little less attractive, and you want to put a KC passing game onslaught in with that. And it's almost the case to fade Brady if you're playing Ronald Jones, but he also can make Brady fit. The correlation there, what I'm saying is, if you're playing Ronald Jones and you're playing Ronald Jones heavily, or captaining Ronald Jones, which I don't think I can get there, I think you should be betting the Bucks and betting them heavy, because he's the guy that – or I'm sorry, he needs them to win for him to actually hit here.
Yeah, I'm talking if you're going to do multiple lineups, if you're going to put in a lot of lineups, and maybe you drop one with Ronald Jones in there as a captain. But if you're looking to do, you know, 2-3 lineups, you're keeping it small and tight, then obviously you want to go with the big names. And do you find a need to get both quarterbacks in a lineup? I mean, I could see Brady struggling in this game. Listen, he's Tom Brady. He's done this 9 times. He's won 7 of them, right? There's nobody who's done it better than him. But he has had moments this year where he's not been the GOAT, you know? He's been very good lately. So do you find a need? I mean, you have to get Mahomes at all. I can't see you doing any lineup that doesn't have Mahomes in it, but do you need to have Brady?
Yeah, I think so. I think you touched on the big four in this game, and I think Brady, along with the top trio in KC, are the big four. In any lineup you're making, I think you're using three of them. I think unless you're really playing a lot of lineups, and by a lot, I'll say more than 20, I think essentially all of your lineups want three of those four. Now, I think Tyreek Hill is the top play in the game. I think he should be the top price in the game. But as far as choosing between, let's say you're using Tyreek and Mahomes, and those are the top plays. If you're choosing between...
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Between Brady and Kelce, I do very much lean to the Brady side. Kelce did not have a huge game. Despite being uber efficient, I believe he caught 8 of 8 targets in that first matchup with Tampa. He did not have a massive game. It was all Tyreek, the outside corners, that they just couldn't do anything with him. And now with Sammy playing, I think it brings an extra level of competence away from Tyreek on the outside. And he's just the absolute smash that I want to use. But I guess I went on a tangent there a little bit off of Brady. But Brady, I'd say he's third in the pecking order, but you want to play three of those guys.
Yeah, and...
The economy is made up of real people doing real stuff, and it affects everything. Which you obviously know since you're a real person doing real stuff. Marketplace is here to help you get smart about everything beyond the what of the day's business and economic news. We dig into the how and the why with the real people driving our economy. From big tech and interest rates to small businesses and what's happening at the Fed, Marketplace breaks it all down so you don't have to. Listen to Marketplace wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I actually had that question down here to ask you if you had to choose between Hill and Kelce, which direction you would go, because Kelce has been so ridiculously effective continuously. But you answered that question. It would be Hill. And that's basing it a lot off of the first game and what happened in that first game. You know, 269 yards, I believe it was, and 3 touchdowns. But I feel like I have to have Kelce in my lineups. I mean, I can't get away from it. I lost you here for a second. I have to get back on screen. There you are. My screen went blank and I didn't have you there. So I was happy. Sorry. I was still recording.
Sorry. I went to look at player props. Hey, stay away from I guess that took me off the screen. Sorry.
Stay away. No, I think what's it was that? On my end, but stay away from those player props. We'll get to them in a second. But I mean, getting back to what I was saying earlier, I feel the Chiefs are going to throw and not stop in this game. And I do see where Brady would be the guy for me out of those four. If I wanted to go with three, it's the three big guys in Kansas City for me. But let's talk about those wide receivers on the Buccaneers side. We touched on the tight ends. I kept scrolling past them. And I kept saying, no, I don't want to put any in my lineup. You know, like I kept coming back to Ronald Jones, maybe a little Gronk, maybe a little Brait. But you've been the Godwin guy. I've been an AB guy. Nobody seems to be the Mike Evans guy on this podcast. Maybe Matt Jones, but Matt Jones has not been with us in a couple of weeks. But AB's back. He's fully healthy. First time playing in the Super Bowl. I do have a lineup where I slipped him in there. What do you think AB's role is going to be in this game?
I mean, he was a full participant today. I think it's up there. I think he has a very real role, and I think he's a value. And he's in, I believe he's in about 40% of my lineups right now, and I'm very happy with that. I have Godwin in some lineups. But to touch on Evans for a minute, I mean, we know what he's been. He's probably, he is the most touchdown-dependent player in this game. So if we're looking at touchdowns out of Evans, that's touchdowns for Brady. And I think despite neither of us loving him, he's probably the best correlation to Brady lineups if you can fit him.
Yeah, so I made a list of the lower price guys that, you know, we talked about would have a shot to make a play in this game. We touched on Gronk. We touched on Ronald Jones. I would have really loved Scotty Miller at 3,400 if AB did not dress in this game. He just seems to have a knack to get a touchdown. But there's two low-priced wide receivers here, and it's Tyler Johnson on the Tampa Bay side at 1,200. He could break free. He's a rookie. He's had some big catches. He hasn't had really a big game, but he's had some big catches. And in the Super Bowl, random guys step up to do good things. So Tyler Johnson at 1,200 is interesting to me. And DeMarcus Robinson at 1,400, he's priced that low because he's on the COVID list. He's going to play. He's been tested negative all week. I don't think there's a chance he doesn't play in this game. DeMarcus Robinson had 6 double-digit point games this season, so he can do that. Now, maybe that coincided a little bit with Sammy Watkins missing games, and Sammy Watkins is back. Sammy Watkins is priced at 4,200, which is higher than I think we were hoping he'd come back at. You know, maybe you're hoping to steal him in a mid-3,000 range, but I know you're big on Sammy Watkins in this game. He has been the number two wide receiver when he dresses, period. He outsnaps everybody else aside from Tyreek Hill in the wide receiver position. So what are your thoughts on Sammy Watkins?
I absolutely love Sammy, and I hate Robinson. I mean, I'm looking at Robinson. He did have a couple of decent games while Sammy was banged up there late in the regular season, but I mean, he has exactly one catch in the playoffs. So I believe he has had a catch in every game he's played in. So he's a non-zero player. So you can look at him probably a little bit higher than Tyler Johnson, who's also going to be negatively affected by AB coming back. But Sammy's a guy, and we watched him absolutely smash the Super Bowl last year in the playoffs. For whatever reason, his usage is there. I mean, it's huge. And for 4,200, I would go so far as to say he's the best value on the slate across any position.
Okay, the real only position we haven't touched on, and I told you I don't have them in any of my lineups, is the Kansas City Chiefs running backs. I have a feel Le'Veon Bell's not going to play in this game, and I don't think he would have been a factor even if he did. So that leaves us with the rookie Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and that leaves us with
Helaire.
If you guys know from earlier, Ian, TJ does not like when we don't pronounce the H. It's Helaire to him, and that leaves us with another guy in Williams, Darrell Williams, who's been good in the playoffs, a guy I think you and I both made money off of in these playoffs. I know I definitely did. So if you had to play one of the two running backs, and I don't even know if it's really a choice because one's really a lot cheaper than the other ones, you would have to really pay up $7,000 for Clyde Edwards-Helaire. And I don't think he's healthy enough. I don't think he's good enough for that kind of price in this game. So what are your thoughts on the Kansas City Chiefs running backs?
Oh, it's definitely Williams, and I'm not sure that there's any real ceiling to be had, but especially the way I'm building a lot of my lineups, I'm getting down to that last spot and looking at salary available, and I have no qualms leaving salary on the table, but in a lot of builds, especially with Tyreek Hill builds, and that's kind of my thing to do here. So it's certainly Williams, and then if you're looking at CEH, I don't have any remote interest in playing him over Fournette if we're only playing a handful of lineups. Granted, I'm going to end up playing more than a handful of lineups, so I'm going to work him in at some capacity. But with the pricing, I just would much rather have Fournette.
Yeah, and so and with Showdown, it's a lot more likely that you'll leave money on the table than you do in a regular classic, main slate. So leaving money on the table is very often done. And you do things a little bit differently in Showdown cash than you do in the tournaments that you do in the regular season. And that is because you have kickers available. And I think a lot of people in cash games tend to ignore the kickers, but the kickers are going to score. When you're playing cash in showdown, there's really only a few ways that points go on a board. That's rushing touchdowns, passing touchdowns, and kicking points, whether it be field goals or extra points. And I put together a cash lineup, and you could do this both ways if you want to do – you could only use Kelce or Hill, as you said earlier, if you want to get both Brady and Mahomes in there. And in the cash lineup, I like to get both quarterbacks in a game if they're good quarterbacks. If it's a guy who's, you know, horrendous, Jared Goff, we don't put you in the lineup. But in this case, you have two top-level quarterbacks. So I have Mahomes in the captain slot, and I have Brady in there, and I have Butker and Suckup both in the lineup. And then I fill it out with either Kelce or Hill. And then I throw in my man Gronk, who is my wild card player, in there because there's a chance he'll just catch a touchdown. He don't have to do anything all game, but get a touchdown and he'll pay off in a lineup like this. But what are your feelings on the kickers, and what are your feelings on either one of the defenses in this game? We've both discussed we think there's going to be points scored, and we think it's going to be the over. Do you try to get sneaky in a cash? I know you're not doing it in a tournament lineup, but in the cash lineup, would you get sneaky with a defense?
Oh, first on the kicker, speaking of suck up, you need to suck up to the whole state of Michigan right now because you just pissed them all off with the golf comment. Not that you're not correct, but, you know, it didn't need to be said.
I think it did.
Fair enough. But yeah, the kickers, I mean, just the way I'm projecting this game script, obviously they're far more attractive, but they cost more. So if we're making a lineup where you can fit a defense but can't fit a kicker, then you're saying to yourself, well, you know, is 4 to 6 to 7 points out of one of these defenses enough to find my way into the optimal as far as tournaments go? I mean, we're completely ignoring defenses for cash games here, obviously. So you touch on the kickers, and I'm 100% on board with that for cash. But the defenses, now we're comparing them. They're in that 2000s range. So if you have 4,200, I mean, I'm playing Sammy probably 100 times out of 100. Variance be damned there if we're comparing them to a defense. But now if you're comparing the defense to a DeMarcus Robinson or a Tyler Johnson or even a Ronald Jones, I think the defenses have some level of attractiveness in comparison there. I'd still lean to the Rojo side, but I'd take the defenses over the other two.
All right, TJ, before we move on to some prop bets and a little bit of fun, are there any players left on either team? I think we covered everybody, but is there any other guy you want to mention before we say, hey, listen, that's the best you can do at Showdown. Good luck.
I don't think we mentioned Mecole Hardman.
Okay, excellent.
I mean, at 5,600, the fact that he's priced more than Darrell Williams and more than Sammy, I think it's lunacy, and I just don't like it. I mean, if you're MMEing, I think 10% is too much.
Yeah, that's the main problem is he's priced up. If he was priced down around Scotty Miller, because that's probably about the same amount of touches he'll get in this game, then he'd be far more attractive at, let's say, $3,400.
Well, here, make a line. What's the line that he outscores either kicker? I mean, it's a plus figure. You know, I just really don't think it's happening. So, yeah, no, I'm Mecole.
All right, let's jump into a couple of player props. And I have betonline.ag open. They've been a good sponsor of ours all year. So I'm taking all of our gambling numbers tonight from them, the overs, the point spread, the implied team totals that you see rolling across the bottom of the screen. I have the Chiefs total at 30 and the Buccaneers total at 27. But I think I might know your answer to this question, but give me a player you expect to be an anytime touchdown scorer in this game, not Kelce, not Hill, but a guy we might be able to make a little bit of money off of from either team. My guess would be you're going to say Sammy Watkins. And Sammy comes in at a plus 225. But if he was able to score two touchdowns, he jumps all the way up to a plus 1,400. Would that be the type of bet you would be willing to throw a little chunk of change down on, TJ?
I mean, no. I mean, that's
hey, just 10 bucks. 10 bucks wins you 140 bucks.
Yes, I mean, I don't know. I don't believe in 14 iterations. It happens once. I think it's less often than that. So I'll say no, but, you know, I do think he scores.
Any other player? Any other really deep dive player you could see?
I mean, honestly, Ronald Jones for a touchdown, I could see him getting a goal line carry. So,
yeah, and so let's scroll through that. Ronald Jones's number was not as good as I had hoped when I looked at it. It's a plus 200. I mean, you can make some money. You can make some money on it. But, you know, you want to go deep, you got to go with like the Scotty Millers are plus 350. The Tyler Johnson's at plus 500. Guys like that. But those are real, hey, Thompson is a plus 600. So I think the safe money at plus 225, Sammy Watkins is probably the safest to make a little bit of bang for your buck. Okay, let's go to most receiving yards in the game. And it's only between six players. Six players are available. And it's Tyreek and Kelce, both at plus 109. Then you have Godwin at plus 425, Evans at plus 600, Mecole at plus 3,400, and Scotty Miller at plus 3,400. They don't include Sammy Watkins in this list. So if you're betting from that six people, who are you taking?
Tyreek Hill. And if not Tyreek Hill, I would take Tyreek Hill. But, you know, also Tyreek Hill's in play.
So listen, it's a plus number. It's plus 109. So
yeah, if you I love it. I would take that. Absolutely.
Go between those guys. All right. So that's a little bit easier than probably guessing who's going to have the most rushing yards in this game. But here are the numbers. Leonard Fournette at plus 154. Rojo at plus 175. And Hilaire 290. Williams 305. Do you like that Williams number? At 305.
I do kind of like that. As far as rushing yards go, I was looking at some props earlier, and the one running back prop that stuck out to me that I liked was combined rushing and receiving over 78.5 for Fournette. But as far as pure rushing yards, honestly, between those four backs, just give me the best price. So, yeah, I think Williams would probably be the most attractive.
All right, here's a really random, you know, this is, you got a 50-50 shot at this one. First offensive play from scrimmage, a pass and a run. They're both at a minus 114. I'm thinking if KC's got the ball, it's no doubt it's a pass. But I think
that's all day. Yeah.
Yeah. You think yeah. It's a pass no matter what? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right, here is some player performance double. So I want to look at Sammy Watkins to score a touchdown. I'm going to give you this number. Sammy Watkins to score a touchdown. Boy, we really got to scroll down to get to Sammy. Okay, so Sammy Watkins plus one touchdown in Kansas City to win. But it only goes up to a plus 266 from plus 225. I thought we might be able to get a little bit of a better number than that. But again, a little bit more money. If you expect the Kansas City to win this game, and you're expecting him to score, you might as well play it that way because you get a little bit more bang for your buck with that. Let's scroll back here because we got pretty deep into that. There's no attempts here. I would love to see an attempts number for Mahomes because I think it's going to be 50-plus attempts in this game. But they do have pass completions for the quarterbacks. Now, if you want to get into positive money, a plus 102 for Patrick Mahomes, it's at 30 plus completions. I don't think that that's far-fetched at all. And as you go up each number, 31 plus 114, 32 plus 127. And I would say when you get to right around 35 plus is a plus 271. I mean, is that something that you think is feasible in this game, TJ?
Honestly, I don't know that that number of completions is something Mahomes needs, that he honestly has a track record despite putting up massive figures. He doesn't need that bulk of completions because between him and skill position players, they make the massive plays happen. So, you know, you have scoring drives with 1, 2, 3 completions. They just don't pile up that way. And especially if you don't have a negative game script or you're just slinging it and slinging it and slinging it. Well, I guess I have to take that back because I think the Chiefs are going to sling it anyway. But I think the level of efficiency on that offense just kind of keeps the attempts and completions down. So I don't think I'd be wanting to attack that.
Yeah, as I was actually discussing it, I was thinking to myself, they make so many big plays that you're right. He probably doesn't run them up that high. I'll probably be in the mid to high 20s at the most for completions in this game. All right, passing touchdowns is an interesting one for me. Because I honestly think that the number 5 in passing touchdowns for Mahomes is obtainable in this game. And I'll tell you why, because that's not even the record, okay? I believe the record is 6 passing touchdowns in the Super Bowl. And it might be Brad Johnson. It might be Steve Young. If you go back,
I think it's Young, right?
Steve Young, yeah. I might be shell-shocked from when the last time the Buccaneers were there and they just destroyed my Raiders. Johnson had at least 5 in that game, I believe, but we're not here to rehash my nightmares. The number on that is, 3 touchdowns or more for Patrick Mahomes is -167, but 4 touchdowns is a +189, and 5 touchdowns is +543. And I really think that this is the Super Bowl, man. There's no reason not to just go out there and light it up. But if this offense is hitting on all cylinders, he threw 3 alone to Hill last time they played each other. If he just gets 2 other people involved in his game. So, you know, I don't know that I'd be dropping a full $100 on that bet, but I think I might drop $50 on a bet like that.
I think I like the price on 3, and I think I like the price on 5, but when he told me the price on 4, I was like, that's just not enough. So, yeah, I guess for your betting, bet 3 or bet 5 or bet both, but it was 4. I just didn't care for that price. I didn't think it was enough of a jump.
And on the Brady side, all of Brady's numbers, the 3, 4, and the 5 are on the plus side. You got a +110 for 3 touchdowns for Brady. Very obtainable. I think that's easily attainable for Brady.
Yes, I agree. I like that a lot.
And then the 4 number, like you mentioned, does not jump up that much. It jumps up to 197, but man, I don't see him getting a 5 plus. I really don't, but that's at a +685. I mean, that's, if you got some extra cash and you just want to drop it on something, that one's interesting as well. All right, let's go to, we looked at rushing yards. Ronald Jones. Well, you know what the Ronald Jones rushing number is to get to positive? It's only 48 yards to get to a plus number.
Well, I mean, no, that's a significant number for him. That means, what does that mean? You're projecting 10 to 12 carries? I don't know if you can project that.
So, well, I'm just projecting.
I'm out there.
Get out of my head.
What's that?
I said, how do you know what I'm projecting? Maybe I'm just projecting a big run. All right, let me scroll through and see if I see any other really good props that stick out of my head. Let's look at somebody's head-to-head props. And this would be most receiving yards head-to-head, Antonio Brown or Sammy Watkins.
Oh, why are you doing that to me? That's a tough one. I mean, I couldn't bet that one. I like both players in the game, so I have to.
Yeah, and it's a one. -135 if you go AB, -111 if you go Sammy. Here's one that I know the answer to this one, but the odds are so far-fetched. It's Antonio Brown or Tyreek Hill. You could get +285 if AB catches more yardage than Tyreek Hill. It's a -526 for the Hillside.
I mean, If you're betting that, you might as well bet AB to get, reach 200 yards or something like that. So, yeah, no.
Yeah, I know you had AB in a few lineups. AB total receptions over Kelsey. Kelsey just got, I mean, he had 90. Last game, I was looking at the Kelsey props, and I wanted to put together a little bit of a parlay with Kelsey. And I looked at, it was like over 8.5 receptions and the yardage. And I'm like, boy, I just don't know if he gets the 9 receptions. He had that by halftime. I didn't make the bet. He had it, but he hit all 3. The parlay would have hit. The 3-part parlay would have hit. I didn't play it. So I never doubt Kelsey and what he'll do.
Oh, see, in the Buffalo game, I was absolutely in love with Kelsey, and I was lukewarm on Tyreek. I mean, I'm the opposite in this game. I think it's Tyreek this game, and I'm just more lukewarm on Kelsey. So if you want to make those crazy parlay bets on a player, just do it on Tyreek here, man.
All right, here's one. I think you're not super high on Kelsey in this particular game. Most receiving yards, Mike Evans or Travis Kelsey in this game?
Still Kelsey. Kelsey, right. not necessarily close for me.
All right, so here, this one could be interesting too. If you project the game to go where the Chiefs are throwing and the Chiefs are winning and the Buccaneers are chasing, most passing yards in the game, Patrick Mahomes or Tom Brady? Brady could be playing chase the entire fourth quarter and be, you know, what do you think?
I can see it. I mean, what kind of, what are you getting, about plus 170 on Brady?
So you got a plus 133 on Brady and a minus 204 on P. Holmes.
Man, I mean, just the way they're juicing these props, it just makes both sides unattractive. Around plus 170, even plus 160, I'd be a little more interested in Brady, but plus 130, sure, fine, but it just doesn't make it move, you know?
All right, so the last thing we have here is kicking specials. Nobody would have thought that the touchdown would have been taken all the way back in that Super Bowl with the Bears and the Colts way back in 2009, but it was. So opening kickoff to be returned for a touchdown is at plus $4,900. Man, I mean, why not just put $10 on that, right? I mean, it's $10.
Plus $4,900. That's just so insanely low. I'm sorry. And I mean, every kickoff is a touchback now. I mean, I'd have to be getting 500 to 1 to make that wager.
Okay, but let's say it's Mecole Hardman, and Mecole Hardman doesn't know if he's going to get any opportunity in the game outside of those kick returns. He might be like, I need this. This is a Super Bowl. I need to make my mark. First kickoff of the game, I need to take it back. Or do you think Andy Reid says, if you try to take any of those kickbacks, you son of a bitch, I'll bench you for the rest of the game?
Yeah, we'll see Byron Pringle again. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
No, that's back. Yeah, right? So, No. I'm no fun here with the long shot Super Bowl bets. I'm sorry.
I think that the number that's entirely too low, because the chance of this happening are even less, is a successful onside kick is only plus 1900. Those don't even exist in the NFL anymore.
I mean, in the regular season, I'm pretty sure they weren't recovering one at night, or maybe exactly that. What was it, 6%?
Yeah,
6% that might recovery, or something like that.
That might be even high.
Right. So, and that's not even including the requirement of an onside or being attempted. So, yeah, it's just a terrible line. No interest.
All right, TJ, it has been a really fun year getting to do this with you, with Matt. Matt, of course, has not been with us for the playoffs because he went to do his golf business, and he's doing a great job over there. Make sure at Matt Jones. Well, I forgot those 3 letters that are after his name, so my apologies, Matt. TFR? Yeah, I think that's what it is. At Matt Jones TFR on Twitter. Follow him for all the golf stuff through the year.
That stands for Taysom Hill. For something. It's definitely Taysom Hill, right? Okay, just make it sure.
If you could work it in to take some Hill to the Giants somehow, I think that would make him really happy. So we'll be back next year. The three of us all plan on coming back next year. Thank you to everybody who's joined us all year. Hopefully we've gotten you into the green more often than not. The last thing for us to do is pick a winner here in this game. It is the Chiefs minus 3, and the Chiefs money line is minus 163. So, TJ, who's winning the game outright, and who is covering the total, the point spread?
I'm going to go with a funky number here for the Chiefs. Chiefs win 46-34.
Well, that is, I don't have to ask you about the over-under there. That is my, is that the, would that be the highest scoring Super Bowl ever? We'd have to go back and double check those numbers. That's 79 points.
That's up there. What was New England Philly? That was up there.
Yeah, it was up there. It was up there also. That we'll have to go and check. But so the over is the over. I agree with you. We'll hit the over in this game. You have the Chiefs covering. I have the Chiefs covering. The Bucks money line of plus 143 doesn't interest either one of us as well. Does Tom Brady lose any value as an all-time great for losing 3 Super Bowls if he does not win this game?
Oh, come on, man. No way. When we were looking at the conference championship games played, 2 weeks ago, Brady played in his 14th. You go to second place, Joe Montana with 7.
7. Yeah. Tom Brady.
It's unbelievable what he's done. I mean, I honestly hope Mahomes breaks his records, but even at the level, Mahomes is playing the game at a level we've never seen before. And even with that being the case, I don't think he's going to touch what Brady's done. I don't think anyone will. So
I agree with you wholeheartedly. No Tom Brady hate on this side for me either. He is the greatest of all time to play the position. As of right now, what happens in the future happens in the future, but somebody still has to knock him off. He is played in the same amount of Super Bowls from the NFC side as both Aaron Rodgers and Drew Brees. He beat both of them on his way to get to this game. So nobody has the right to say anything other than that without looking like a sore ass loser. So once again, thank you all for a wonderful year, a good time. Thank you to the guys at RotoViz for employing us here every Wednesday or Thursday night. And hopefully we see you back next year. And when you come back, you were in the green.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.